This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is defending the use of airstrikes Sunday to target an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq and Syria, warning it could strike again despite criticism from top Iraqi officials and renewed threats from the militia itself. VOA's Carla Babb with details.
A swift and powerful response by the U.S. military to an attack on a Kirkuk base that killed one American contractor and wounded both U.S. and Iraqi troops.
We will not stand for the Islamic Republic of Iran to take actions that put American men and women in jeopardy.
The strikes killed more than 20 Iranian-backed militia members and wounded dozens, reducing weapon caches to rubble. But the strikes may have damaged more than the U.S. planned, with Iraqis across the political spectrum calling for a review of Baghdad's relationship with Washington.
Reporting at the Pentagon, I'm Carla Babb. VOA News.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the United States and China will likely sign phase one of a new trade deal early in the new year. The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes a day after when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest in a series of deadly assaults over the past week alone. A Chinese court has sentenced a scientist who created the world's first gene-edited babies to 3 years in prison on Monday. And a Sudanese court on Monday sentenced 27 members of the country's security forces to death by hanging for torturing and killing a detained protester. The verdict, which can be appealed, was the first connected to the killing of more than 200 pro-democracy protesters.